This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praises due to Allah and may His peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To all of our viewers out there, our brothers and sisters in Islam, our brothers and sisters who may not be of the Muslim faith, our brothers and sisters in humanity, we begin by greeting you with the Islamic greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace and blessings and the mercy of Allah be upon all of you. In the last few episodes, we've been talking about some of the Quranic verses that spoke about not necessarily the concept of God, but rather more of the attributes and the names and the qualities and the characteristics of God. And we looked into chapter 112, and we looked into some verses from chapter number 2, verse number 255, famously known as Ayat al-Kursi. However, the Quranic presentation of God was best implemented and applied and understood by the Messenger of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, again, just as a reminder, the point is that we know God so that we are able to have more of a proper relationship with God, so that we are able to worship Him with emotions. And when we say that, we're talking about positive emotions. We are asked to know so that we worship. And the essence of worship is unconditional love that is associated with unconditional obedience. You may unconditionally obey, but not necessarily because you want to. Sincerely, genuinely, authentically. But the true essence of worship is when you worship with heart. And that means that emotionally you are involved in your acts of worship. Otherwise, they become void, they become empty. And through time, they may even seem to be very mechanical, very dry, and they can be seen as a burden on those who are committing these acts of worship. Now, what makes all this vanish is our awareness and our knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only this, but knowing more about Allah puts a lot of comfort, a lot of tranquility in the heart of those who are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, and we're just taking a few examples here and there, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran, for example, at the very beginning of Surah Ghafir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of His qualities. The fact that مَا يُرْسِلْ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to give, there will be nobody to withhold. And وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ, and if He chooses to withhold, there will be none to give after Him. Meaning that the ultimate decision is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood this. And it is mostly beautifully demonstrated in the prayers that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do. It is the sunnah, meaning the tradition of the Prophet, peace be upon him, is that before he begs of Allah, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, making dua or supplication or begging of Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described it as mukhul ibadah. It is the essence of ibadah. And in the other hadith it said, huwa al-ibadah. It is worship. In other sense, when you pray, you are making more than one statement. You are saying that Allah is capable. You are saying that I'm in desperate need of what Allah has for me. And then you're also saying that Allah does hear. And Allah has the ability to respond to what it is that I am praying for. So it is really is the essence of worship. There is this idea of, oh Allah, I cannot do it, but you can. Oh Allah, on my own I am weak, but with you I am strong. Oh Allah, I beg of you because you have and I don't. Oh Allah, you know that and I do not know. So there is an ultimate distinction you are making between, oh Allah, I am down here and you are up there. Oh Allah, I am tiny and little and I am insignificant compared to who you are. Oh Allah, please look down onto me with your mercy and shower me with your grace. So there is this idea of tazallul, what we call humility in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this you express. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did so, but in the process he also praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, the Prophet, peace be upon him, after he is finishing with his prayers, he would say, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum. That's how we conclude the ritual of prayers. And then he would start saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah means, I'm seeking the forgiveness of Allah. I seek Allah forgiveness. Oh Allah, I'm seeking your forgiveness. Now that is very interesting. Why would somebody be saying, Oh Allah, I seek forgiveness from you, even though you just finished a good deed? You just did your daily prayers, and the very first thing that you say is, Astaghfirullah, Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. You were not involved in something that was evil to say, Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. You were not involved in something that was wrong to say, Oh Allah, I'm seeking your forgiveness. You're not guilty of a poor choice or a poor decision to say, Oh Allah, I am seeking your forgiveness. So why would somebody say, Astaghfirullah, 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 even though they just finished their prayers? Beautiful, it is described as such, that my prayers could have been better. That Allah is so majestic, Allah is so supreme in His glory, that Allah deserves better than what I am presenting Him. Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. Allah, I am presenting these prayers for you, even though it is not befitting to your majesty. Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. I seek your forgiveness. I seek your forgiveness. Even though, subhanAllah, we human beings, sometimes we do this with one another. You have a very dear friend that is very close to your heart, whom you admire a lot, whom you love so much. You present him with a gift, and then what do you say? I'm giving you the best gift in the world? No, that's not how we say it. But rather you say, here is a simple gift that I'm giving to you. You deserve better than this. But you know, it is the gesture that counts. So with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say, Oh Allah, your majesty is worthy of much more than what I am giving you. Oh Allah, you are so majestic. You are so supreme. Oh Allah, you are beyond this. But oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. Accept this from me, Allah, and I seek your forgiveness. So this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go about it. But then, interestingly also, the Prophet, peace be upon him, would say, Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tay. Oh Allah, no one can withhold that you choose to give. Echoing the same verse that is mentioned in Surah Ghafir. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tay. Oh Allah, no one can withhold that which you choose to give. وَلَا مُعْطِيَ لِمَا مَنَعْتَ. And no one can give that which you chose to withhold. وَلَا يَنْفَعُ ذَا الْجَدِّ مِنْكَ الْجَدِّ. And nobody is availed from your wrath because of their wealth. Allah is in not need of any wealth. So for somebody who thinks that they are wealthy, their wealth will not avail them from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if they are worthy of it. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. In your hands are all the gates of goodness. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. And the Prophet ﷺ would speak so sweetly, so beautifully, in such a magnificent way of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Not only this, but see, remember, the more we know of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we are emotionally involved in our worship with Him. But also, what they say is that you know what people love most by looking into what do they talk about most. What do people talk about most? And that will tell you what do they love most. And what they love most is going to determine how they are going to live their lives. So in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, udhkuru allaha zikran kathira. O ye who believe, remember Allah with much remembrance. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةٍ وَأَصِيلًا. And sing His glory. Sing His praise during the day and during the night. بُكْرَةً, at the early breaking of the day. وَأَصِيلًا, at sunset or as the sun is going down. In the morning and in the evening. Why is this? The invitation is that if you are constantly in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that you are God conscious. You cannot remember a thing that you're not emotionally attached to. Unfortunately, sometimes we may remember a thing because we feel so negatively about. Some of us are consumed by people that we don't like. Day and night we're thinking about them. We are engaged in their remembrance, but that is a negative type of remembrance. That is not what we are invited to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. but rather it is remembrance that indicates love. It is remembrance that presumes love. It is remembrance that gives an idea that whoever is doing the remembering is emotionally, positively involved with the one that is remembered. In this case, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا آلَاءَ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And remember the bounties of Allah upon you so that you may become prosperous. Now that is very interesting. How does remembrance lead to prosperity? See, brothers and sisters, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is jeopardized when we forget Him. Especially when we forget how good He's been to us. Despite the fact that He is in absolute no need of us whatsoever, yet He is good to us. So we jeopardize and we compromise our relationship with Allah when we become forgetful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah invites us. Remember the bounties of Allah, you become prosperous. What would happen if you remember? When you remember, you became grateful. When you are grateful, you become prosperous. And with this, we are going to hold on to this thought. And inshallah, we're going to take a quick break and we will be back. So please do stay tuned.